So, yeah, I just wanted to ask, how do you go about the writing? So do you have a specific place that you write all the time? Do you write at night? Do you have music on in the background? Is there a laptop, or do you write in a notepad, or how do you go about it?
No music, because I can't concentrate. I just listen to the music when I've got music on. So it's got to be kind of silence. But I actually wrote Dead Folk, my first book. I wrote most of the first draft of that on the train. Probably the 5:45 out of Moorgate. That's when I worked in London, because I always, when I got on that train, it started at that station, and it would always be empty when I got on. So I get 15 minutes, if I sat in the right carriage, of nothing. And I was out of the office, and it was just a peaceful moment where I found that everything would rush out, you know, all the writing. And as far as I'm concerned, if you have a moment every day where you know you've got to write, and it's only 15 minutes or half an hour, if you just know you're going to have that, then the rest of the day you're going to subconsciously be working in your mind on what you're going to write. And when you sit down, it just spills out.
Yeah.
But now I tend to write in a little office in my house. Like, it's tiny, it's like a broom cupboard, but I can write anywhere, you know. But it's always on a laptop.
Yeah.
I've tried writing longhand, and my handwriting is so bad that there's no point. It takes ages, and I can't read it afterwards.
Yeah. And do you have windows, or is it literally a broom cupboard just closed in? Do you have
books? There is a window.
Yeah.
It's
with a view, or just over I can imagine, given the, I don't know, the style of the books, being over a slaughterhouse or some such.
No, in fact, there is a window, but it's all steamed up. It's one of those double glazed ones that's gone wrong, you know. we need to get it replaced. But there's a few like that in our house. But no, you can't see out of it, and the blinds are drawn anyway. So the desk faces the corner. You've got to face the corner to do any kind of work, if you ask me.
Focus,
yeah. I've got the screen in front of me. I've got books. They're not my books. But I've got in that, sort of faces the corner of a room, and that corner is lined with shelves
yeah.
of books. So it's just the stuff that I'm into. Maybe if I have a moment of, I can't think of anything, I'll look up yeah. and I'll just be reminded of, see Charles Dickens' name up there. Something might come to you, or you get a little bit of encouragement from Charles.
Any local maps or anything to get inspiration? We spoke about the names of places and the words and the family names, that kind of thing. Do you research at all in that kind of way, or
no, not
or is
at all.
It literally it's all just inside the head? And
it just comes out, because yeah. I started writing these books when I was living, when I had no idea that I would be moving back to Worcester. I thought I'd be living in London forever, and what it is it's a kind of a distilled version of, or brewed version of Worcester from the 80s and 70s, really. That's what these books are. Everything you read, like the names or the place names, they just come into my mind as I'm writing. So yeah. a new character pops up. Sometimes I didn't even know he was going to pop up. Mm-hmm. He just pops up, and he's got a name attached to him immediately. I don't really think too much about that.
Cool. And beyond Blakey, then, who would you say is your favourite character? Who do you like most through the series of books?
I don't like Nathan as a person. I think he's a bit of a, you know,
don't be scared to swear.
He's a bit of a wanker, but you need that. You need an antagonist, and he, although Blakey comes up against a different problem in every book, he's always got Nathan there in the background, both saving his ass and also keeping him under the cosh in some way. So he saves him, but he makes him, puts him in a worse situation, perhaps in some way, every time. But so I need him. He's the yin to Blakey's yang. And so, yeah, I guess him.
Cool. Thanks very much.
Thank you.